Now, let's try and find a winner with Richard Callender, who's on the line right now. Big day tomorrow.
Yeah, good morning, Ray. It's a huge day, and the atmosphere down here in Melbourne already started to build. The Flemington Week, there's nothing like it in the world.
Okay, let's try and find a winner for the listeners right across the East Coast. What have you got for us?
I tell you what, Ray, when I first started coming on your show, I'd come on the following week and you'd say, well done last week, but geez, the congratulations are few and far between.
Well, that's anyway. Because, mate, look, I know you do this wonderful walk every year, but I'm detecting that you're out of breath. Where have you walked from the bathroom to the phone or something, have you?
No, I walked from up on exhibition at Ridges, where I'm just about to see my old man, down to the casino and back. We just did some filming with Mr. Waller.
Okay, well, say good day to your father. You know I'm a great fan of Kenny.
He's a good fella.
Okay, well, give yourself a wrap so that I don't need to. What did you do last week?
Oh, I thought you were talking about Winks in the Cox Plate anyway, doesn't it?
No, I acknowledged that on Monday. I mean, I can't keep repeating it every day until Friday to say you tipped Winks in the Cox Plate. And it was a brilliant ride by Bowman. Oh, brilliant ride.
It was a great ride. There's no doubt about that.
And we said last week that the trainer said she will stamp herself as a superstar, and she's done exactly that.
Exactly right. And your real estate perv, he's now got one of the big four alongside his name.
Exactly. Has he got any more cash to buy the house?
Oh, if he wins the Melbourne Cup, Ray, he might just find that extra $2 million you need it.
I don't need it. I'm a single father. Now, listen, what's the winners you got for us for tomorrow?
Well, I think the Derby, I don't often tip shorties, but this is, I know we're going against the rule of better than $3, but I think in the Derby.
Mm. Oh, you see, as soon as he breaks the rule, off he goes. He breaks the rule and he disappears. He's going to tip Tarzino. And you know what? I'm going to let him do it. We'll take a break and come back and hear from him. Back to Richard Callender. Permission granted to tip Tarzino at less than $3, okay?
That was why I thought you cut me off.
No. Well, as a matter of fact, can I tell you a quick story? We'd love to be quick because I'm nearly out of time. A mate of mine, a real good mate of mine, and a mate of Mick Cronin's, Jim Bergen.
Jimmy, I saw Jimmy the other night.
Well, he's got a share. And about 10 weeks ago, Jimmy said to me, he said, have a look at this three-year-old. He said, Mick Price thinks we can win the Derby. So I've been following it ever since. It's third at Moonee Valley in the Vars. It should have won. It was just getting ready for the Derby. The stewards queried the run and said they should have. But I think it's got length on them. I really do.
Oh, so do I, Ray. But that's just put a real downer on me because Jimmy doesn't have success like that with horses.
No, I was in a horse with him and Crow called Viking Lord after about 38 starts at one at Nowra and was never heard of again.
Well, Ray, Chris Waller's bought, I think, 98 European horses, 97 have won in the city. The only horse that didn't was Goodwood Atlantis, part owned by Jimmy Bergen.
That's him. That's him. But he might be, I know he's going down there, so we've got Tarzino. Quickly, what else have you got for me?
In race two, back Ambience. Race two, Ambience. And at Rose Hill, because it's a cracking day in Sydney, race four, number one, Demonstrate.
Okay. Race two, Ambience, did you say?
At Flemington.
What about Dorney Perfect?
Oh, well, you know, Singer hasn't paid me for a long time, so you know, until he starts... look, it's obviously the danger. I think Ambience, they'll appreciate Flemington and turn the table.
You just haven't learned your lesson, have you? You're just a mug. You can't be helped. You cannot be helped. But, tipping against the boss's horse.
He rescinded that invitation, too, after I mentioned it.
Can I give you a tip? You know who got it?
You did.
See you later. See you, mate. That's Richard Callender in Melbourne for the Derby. And I hope Tarzino does win for my mate Jimmy Bergen, who has had a lot of luck as a racehorse owner. He's got a small share in that horse. And we'll be cheering for Jimmy. We hope that you can win the Derby with Tarzino. I hope you've got a morning suit on to get all the gear on tomorrow for that one, for sure.